Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your Indie Wake-Up Call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electro-pop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake-Up handles your morning.
Everything here. We've got some music, and I'm not sure. Can you hear the music?
I can hear everything. Turn your mics up, guys.
You can hear the music?
I can hear the music.
We can't hear it. Can you hear the music? We can't hear it.
All right. Well, I think our people out there can hear it, so I'm going to help you out with that in a minute. Oh, now I can't hear music at all. Let's go back. Some music just stopped there. There we go. This is live. We are the Indie Wake Up Call. I've got Simone and Ara here. Well, yeah, I'm really leaving next week.
So I guess we'll just chat.
I'm leaving next week.
We'll just chat a little bit about what's been going on. Last time I saw you, you were at the Skeleton Park Festival.
Yeah.
How did you find that? How's that going?
It was an awesome weekend.
Yeah.
Very grateful to be in the shade.
Yeah.
On a very hot weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some great music, obviously.
Did you do any dancing? Like, are you a dancer?
I wasn't dancing, but it was just because I was running around a lot. I was at the CFRC booth, and then I was also running a workshop and doing some volunteering. But I got to meet Miriam Olsen and help with her size shade stage event, and she's just the loveliest.
Jeez.
So, were you dancing?
I didn't dance. I was kind of like out on the margins, right? Just like watching it all kind of go down on the second day. But I did see Tiny Horse. That was my first time hearing them sing. And I love hearing women's voices like harmonize. And it's just beautiful. So I was out on the margins like thinking, should I like stay or should I go, right? Basically.
Yeah.
And then they had a song at the end. And I think that song brought everyone kind of to their feet, and I kind of wanted to go in, but then when I started like moving forward, then it was kind of like done, you know. So I'll keep that in mind, you know.
Absolutely.
For next time. I'm not an expert when it comes to like folk music, all these different types of genres. Coming to CFRC has really kind of exposed me to a lot of it, but then I'll be honest, a lot of it sounds similar to me, so it's kind of hard to kind of differentiate what is what. But I know what I like,
right?
And it's like as soon as you hear it, you're like, yes, I like this.
Yeah.
So. That was a really great one for people to dance to. So I kind of tracked them down as they were like putting away their stuff, and I just told them that I enjoyed it. So that was really nice. And then I thought it would be so neat to have a picture, but I feel kind of like a geek asking them for a picture. I feel kind of stupid, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I asked a gentleman and this woman, like, would you take a picture with me? And they're like, yes, we will. Ends up that the gentleman, his name is Harvey, who's the drummer of Tiny Horse and his wife. So we had this nice little cute little group picture at golden hour. We're all like shining in the sun. So that was a really great, moment. I had a good time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tiny Horse was in the panel that I was helping to run on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And speaking of harmonies, they were talking about, they're like, yeah, we don't really plan it. It's not really technical.
Really? It just happens?
Yeah. They're like, sometimes we sing in harmony, mm-hmm. and then it goes apart and then it comes together. And it just depends on what we want.
That's amazing. That's amazing that happens like that. We're going to try to see if we can play.
Oh, we can.
We can?
We can, yeah.
Is it playing?
Yeah. We're going to play some Wet Leg. Okay. They're on the cover of Exclaim magazine.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, sorry, everyone, just listening. We here in the studio cannot hear the music, but I think maybe you at home or who are listening online or on the radio can hear it.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. They're all good.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. In your eyes, I took a breath, jumped off the cliff because you told me to. Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love? I try to run, head for the hills. If you're a ghost, then oh my God, oh, can you give me the chills? Yeah. Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it love? Are you the one, my ride or die? When I'm with you, I feel alive. Is it fun? Is this a vibe?
somewhere far from here. So tell me when the coast is clear. Wanna kiss you here from here. Can I take another year? Must I be so damn severe? From the valley to the hill, I'd be sad with what we could become.
In we had, we didn't really say who we are or what we're doing.
No, it was smooth like butter.
All right, so let's turn those mics up just a little bit more and let everybody know. There we go. What are we doing? This is the Indie Wake Up Call.
This is. Yeah. We are awake now. Mm-hmm. We are rocking. We just listened to some Animal Collective, new Animal Collective.
So I saw that on Pitchfork last night. They're like, Animal Collective has a new song. And I thought of us because, yeah, you and I, we love our Animal Collective. They keep going. And speaking of Pitchfork, if you want to read a really mean review, which is what they are good at, check out the Benson Boone review. Just saying. They gave We played U.S. Girls earlier, and they gave their album an 8.0. Why do I care about Pitchfork anymore? I don't know why. But anyway, yeah, go if you, like, why did they do that? Anyway, they take the time to destroy people, and Benson Boone's the latest victim on Pitchfork anyway.
Well, so. I guess that's, like, appropriate for something called Pitchfork, because you think of those villagers.
Oh, yeah, they're still doing it. But, yeah, anyway, we're talking about uplifting things today on Indie. And Simone.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good
morning. How's everybody?
Well, good.
Good. And thank you for getting the show started. And thank you for, like, I said to you earlier, I'm like, you're here because I always just open the door. Well, like, if you want to hang out on a Thursday morning and you wake up, call, the door's always open. And you were here. And
you told me to come. Like, you told me to come, like, on Sunday or Saturday at the Skeleton Park Festival. You just said, yeah, come. So I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. I got my marching orders.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And we're marching.
Absolutely. I'm like, those girls over there on Thursday, they know how to get it done. I need some guidance. I need some leadership. I need some support. I need some encouragement.
I don't think you do. I love you. Because if you're just listening now, yes, it's the Indie Wake Up Call. And you're on Wednesday mornings with Jeff. And it was so good yesterday.
On Wednesday, I'm Simone the Moan. That's how. That's my name. I'm sticking with it. I like it. My little nephew and nieces gave me that name.
Oh,
because
did
they? Because when they're babies, they couldn't say Simone. They would just say Moan.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So that's how I got my name. So I'm actually Auntie Moan.
That's amazing.
M-O-N-E, not M-O-A-N.
It's okay. It's okay.
But that's how I got my name. And I always have a wonderful time on Wednesday hanging out with Jeff. Like, I
love your nerdy movie talk.
Yeah, he's an encyclopedia. And I know nothing, but.
And he has the sound clips. Ready to go.
He does. He loves The Simpsons. He loves all these random clips. So I learn a lot. We have a good time because I feel like he's the knowledge, and then I represent just a regular person who doesn't know or care about any of these things.
We care, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh my God. So anyway, yesterday we did our first Instagram Live with video, so you could actually peer into our little world and kind of see kind of what it's like when we're doing it. I think it went really well. It crashed a couple of times, but we did get one clip, and I actually watched it, like, you know, with my popcorn. I'm like, I like this. So we're gonna do it again.
Awesome.
We're gonna do it again. Yeah.
Seeing the people behind the voices.
It was good.
So we're going to talk Polaris too.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time to get to that short list. We're learning a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Did you play what's the name of the band?
Ribbon Skirt. They're further down the list. We do have some Art Deco queued up.
Because they're doing the best song of the year, and that's new. And this is one of the songs on there. And also we see in October who's coming to Kingston. Oh my God.
Death from Above, 1979. I was at the last show in 2015. P.S. I Love You.
Me too.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I've seen them a few times live. I'm super excited about that. So we've got that. And then talking a little bit about Glastonbury, I was feeling sentimental and had just happened to put some TV on the radio on this list. And turns out they're coming.
All right. Ooh. Let's listen to some music.
Try. could be someone for money. I know you like that stuff. It's like I treat you bad. No need to be so mean. You know it's cool. I love it. I love it. So come in, come in, come in, come in. Oh, come in, come in, come in, come in. Start your stuff with a mug like that. It's stunning. Say so, take your pick and run it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are on CFRC. My name is Era.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Cindy. I'm sequestered in the little booth over here. So,
yeah,
guys.
She's all isolated, but we can see her.
You've got control, though. I want to give you control because I'm leaving for 3 weeks.
She's going to be gone. What are we going to do?
We are taking over the Indie Wake Up Club.
Don't be better than me. Don't be better than me. Be adequate, but don't be better. Okay.
You know what? We're going to make you proud, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that. Okay, good, good, good. All right, so what's up?
All right, so we just listened to some Cassador. Cassador is playing on Sunday at the Lion Spike Frontenac Festival. This is a brand new festival happening on the weekend. We also have been queuing up some more Polaris Prize. Long-listed people. They've also, what did they add, Cindy? It's the song of the year?
Yeah, so this is new, and there is a financial component to this, but they have a list now that you can see what they believe the song of the year is going to be.
Okay, can I ask one question? Just for some people who might be just casually listening, what is a Polaris?
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Polaris Prize was, first of all, I like to say that it was invented by Steve Jordan, who has a long radio history right here in Kingston, Ontario.
Okay.
And so he was very inspired by the Mercury Prize in England. Mm. Where they give away best album of the year. It has nothing to do with sales. It has nothing to do with popularity and things like that. It's basically a jury that decides whether it's the best album of the year representing Canada. Now, it could have sold 100 copies or none at all.
Mm.
This is obviously fraught because who's on the jury? Who gets to decide? There's regional stuff. There's genre arguments. But I love the nerding out because there's always controversy and surprise.
Yeah.
And
so is some drama.
Oh,
someone's always doing the most, right?
Yeah. Like, it's not like here, you know, Spotify said that, you know, this is the top streamer. You get the award. This one's like, who is that band? I've never heard of them. But that's what's fun when the long list comes out, because we all learn something.
We're discovering great new music.
Yeah. And we know several of them, obviously. Like, we're not completely out of it here on the Indie Wake Up Call. We have several of them have been on the show before. But there are always artists I'm like, I gotta check that out. Mm-hmm. But there's only a month between the long list and the short list. And the short list is only 10 albums. We're still working here.
So we have some Ribbon Skirts that is coming up after the break. We also have a guest coming in.
Yes.
9 o'clock. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we've got a band called Mishmasher.
So Sam and Jordan are coming in for the Mishmasher EP, which has not been released yet, but I've got it on my laptop. We're going to hear some of it.
That's exciting.
Amazing.
Yeah, people just coming on down.
Yep.
Yeah, we're important people.
Yeah,
it's been over 100 years, so.
Yep.
That's give right. us our due.
Not me. Not me.
Not you.
Not me. Not I'm you. Not 100 yet.
We've also got some tickets we'll be giving away later.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
go on
right.
our Instagram, Indie Wake Up Call, and you can still have your chance to win Luella Housewife and Jessica Woolwich, who just graduated. Saw a picture of her with her dad. So yeah, they're all playing Friday night. If you want a ticket, go to our Instagram.
Okay. And after Ribbon Skirt, we are playing some Hallucination. We played some Hallucination last week, and that's before we knew that they are going to be in Kingston on July 25th for Rockin' in the Square.
Ooh.
So that is super exciting. Free yeah. concert, high energy.
Yeah, I'm excited music. For that. Yeah, Rockin' yeah. in the Square.
All right, so yeah. stay tuned for some great new music coming up soon.
Yeah, on CFRC 101.9.
morning, everyone. It is the Indie Wake Up Call. I'm back in the main CR2.
Yeah.
All right. I'm back in the studio.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me go into the room of isolation.
Yeah. I think you're okay.
I was fine. I was like a little crazy puppy in there. Yeah. Like, get me out. Yeah. But you guys are doing a good job on the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
How's it feeling?
It feels really good. I'm glad that I came down.
There's always unpredictability.
You never know what's going to happen.
It's true. Sometimes members of Nyson come in to tell you about a new EP.
Sometimes they do.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Top of the morning.
Sam and Jordan are here. And thank you for coming in. Actually, you messaged us, which...
Yeah,
I'm so happy.
Yeah, they're going after it.
Well,
you know?
They do. I don't know if you've ever seen these musicians. They do.
Yeah. I mean, college radio is so important. I think people don't take advantage of you guys enough and like come and hang out with you guys. I listen to CFRC all the time in my car.
You get to know where everybody is and what's going on this weekend, pretty much.
Exactly.
That's what's happening. Yeah. And what a year you guys had last year with Nyson. Oh my God, it was so fun. Was that last year? Or was it 2 years ago?
Which one?
Every year is bonkers.
Every year is bonkers. Like whether it's film fests or blues fests or all those things, like so fun.
Yeah.
So fun. But, and we'll talk about Nyson in a minute, but that's not why we're here this morning.
Whoa.
What's going on? Okay. Mishmasher.
Mishmash.
What's happening?
Is releasing, well, it's my solo project, but we're putting out a new EP on Friday called EP.
It's on the... Hey, we talked about the Indie Wake Up Call Instagram. And yes, we shared it. You can see the cover. And I thought that was pretty cute because it's not actually EP.
No, we're pretty EP.
Ready for bed over here.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Six tracks.
Five
tracks. Yeah. I'm not listening.
You're doing great, though.
You're doing so good.
One thing about you is you're doing great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now, listen, I listened to it last night. It's on my laptop. I'm having some difficulty getting it onto one of my channels here. We're going to play this a little later on the show. And I just immediately, I messaged you. I'm like, it sounds great.
Oh, thanks so much.
But it's not Nyson.
No.
Oh, imagine that.
I feel like when you are in a band like Nyson, Jordan, when you were thinking about this, like, were you kind of this... I have these sounds and things and thoughts, but they belong over here.
Well,
how does this work?
So I'll kind of give you the origin story of Mishmash. A few years ago, I made an Instagram page just to like kind of put up some drumming clips and stuff. And then I was always kind of enamored by musicians that were just kind of like